These are the letters, first from Brian Rood. He references the Story Continues article from the March-April issue. He says, I'm saddened by the decision to end the print publication. The broader audience promised will not include 7% of Americans who do not access the Internet, probably some 20 million people. Even for those of us online all day, having the option of a magazine to enjoy in quiet times just goes away. Once we had a commitment to every home having a church publication, it unified us and it uplifted us in our mission. And I wonder how many ELC members will log on to the storytelling engine and richly enjoy it as we have the words and photos of the printed Living Lutheran. Carol Kaspar writes, I'm a senior in a retirement center and was saddened to see that you will be discontinuing your magazine. I know many people, both here and at the retirement center or in their homes, who do not have a computer or know how to even use one. What a shame they'll no longer have access to what is going on in our church. Linda Stewart writes, I know it wasn't an easy decision, but I'm glad you're doing it. We waste so much paper, and this is a way to not only get more news, but help the environment. Those who are not reading online, please give it a try. I have an e-reader, and I love it. It won't be many years before all or most of our newspapers and magazines will be offered in this way. Try it. I think you'll like it. Joanne Elise Enquist writes, I will give many people opportunities to bring laptops on visits to elders to share stories aloud and converse about them. Diane Aldrich of Exeter, California, writes concerning the Seeing the Passion story in a new way from March-April. She says, I consider Mary Button's earnest collage, Stations of the Cross, Jesus at the Border, to be a true icon. Peered in at in silence, it speaks truth in compelling ways as witness to the complexities of life through color and story. At first glance, it jumps with vibrancy, yet viewed with a meditative stance, the soul soon finds a section that demands reflection. It's truly bread for the soul. Thank you for providing a new visual Lenten practice.